M42 and, of course, M43, doing these together because they're side by side in the sky, it's almost impossible to see one without the other. Very easy to find. When you find the constellation of Orion, you see the three stars that make up his belt. To the south of that belt, look like what may be a sheath or a dagger hanging from his belt, made up of, visually depending on how well you can see, three, four, maybe five stars down. Right in the middle of that is a little fuzzy patch. Naked eye, not hard to see at all. Beautiful in a pair of binoculars as well. With a 127 millimeter refractor, if you look at that with a 24 or 25 millimeter eyepiece, you can bring in most of that belt, and the nebula just pops out at you. Now, if you can drop that down to a little bit smaller eyepiece, in this particular setup, I'm running a 13 millimeter on my AR-127 refractor, and it's got a focal length of about 800 millimeters. It's a f6.5, I believe. And the nebula just jumps out, and I mean, there's no mistaking this as anything other than the Orion Nebula. It's beautiful. You can see the wisps coming out from the four, well, I say four central stars. It's actually five. There's two that make up a pretty nice double that split very easily in this. And then there's three in a little line, and a couple more from that. But you have that kind of void right in the middle, semicircular void right behind those stars. And going out from there, beautiful wisps coming out with lots and lots of detail in this. There's no need to use averted vision or any tricks. The different layers of the nebula just jump out and are readily visible to you. Back behind that is, of course, 43, which is much less defined. It's more or less just a blotch of nebulosity around that one star, but it's almost impossible to look at that when you're sitting there looking at the amount of detail in the Orion Nebula. It's just stunning.